It's All Things Considered on WNYC. Time is running out for a key tax cut used by real estate developers that sometimes creates affordable housing. New York State lawmakers have until June 15th to decide whether to renew the program known as 421A. But as WNYC's Janet Babin reports, the City Council also has a say about the program's renewal.
One of the key complaints from housing advocates about the 421A law is that it gives out too much of a tax break and fails to require enough affordable housing from real estate developers in return. But theoretically, at least, the City Council could change that. According to state law, the council can restrict, limit, or set conditions on which real estate developments are eligible for 421A, meaning it could require all developers who receive the exemption to also create affordable housing. Brooklyn area Councilman David Greenfield chairs the Land Use Committee. He says the council is considering its options.
If there are no changes, I think you can see some serious conversations within the council about making some of those changes on our own if the legislation gets reauthorized as the old legislation.
Mayor de Blasio has proposed his own changes to 421A. He wants to extend the tax exemption to 35 years and demand more affordable housing be set aside for low and middle income families. But reaction from some council members to the mayor's proposed reforms has been somewhat mixed. If the city were to enact its own changes to the law, the reforms would take a year to go into effect. And during that time, the state could override whatever the council enacts. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.